Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Taurus full moon and lunar eclipse. Let's start with the fact that we are entering a brand new eclipse season. If you're an avid Lunar Lover listener, you'll know that the eclipses this year have been on the Sagittarius and Gemini nodal axis. Well, now we've shifted to the Taurus and Scorpio nodal axis, which means that the eclipses from now until the end of 2023, October 2023, will take place in the signs of Taurus or Scorpio. And we kick off this week with the Taurus full moon and lunar eclipse. For more information on what an eclipse is, head to the Lunar Lover Instagram page at @lunar_lover. But in brief, know this, a lunar eclipse occurs during the full moon when the earth squishes itself between the sun and the moon. A solar eclipse occurs on a new moon when the moon passes between the sun and the earth. All right, let's have a look at this Taurus full moon in depth. The Taurus full moon falls on Friday, November 19 at 7:57 p.m. in Sydney, 8:57 a.m. in London, and 3:57 a.m. in New York. This Taurus full moon is the perfect anchor during a season which has us transforming and changing all over the goddamn place. Yes, Scorpio season. The grounded energy of Taurus can be harnessed to put your feet back on solid ground and give you a sense of stability in moments of fragility. Taurus, ruler of the second house, is all about self-worth and valuing yourself above all else. So as you transform during Scorpio season, can you prioritize your self-worth as the changes take place? Are your choices and decisions serving you, or are they just to appease others? Make yourself a priority this full moon and you will be rewarded for your efforts. The energy of Venus will strongly influence this moon because it rules Taurus. Venus is the planet of love, beauty, peace, and the material world. Themes highlighted could be around relationships, finances, and of course, self-worth. I like to think of all those things as energy. Love, money, self-worth, they will all flow in and out in cycles, just like the moon. Just like our breath, just like all energetic cycles in the universe. Abundance is what can be created, so make space for it, open channels for it. And even if your finances feel tight, love feels scarce, and your self-worth is suffering, see if you can hold an abundance mindset and vibration regardless. And I know this is super tricky to do, especially with the fear and scarcity that shows up for so many people in these areas, but vibrating scarcity and lack only creates more of it. Other ways we can look at abundance under this full moon is filling up your own cup. If you're one of the many people feeling depleted at this time, how can you fill up your cup the Taurus way? With love, time in nature, things that make you feel beautiful. And from this internal place of abundance, we automatically change our vibrational resonance and start attracting more abundance towards us. This is the potential that this full moon holds. But first, you have to do the inner work. This is an eclipse, though. Remember that. So all the aforementioned will be heightened, amplified, perhaps even a little intense. It is still Scorpio season after all. Eclipses bring change in a rather extra fashion. So although we get a nice injection of earthbound Taurus energy, it will sweep through to shake up your finances, love life, and beg you to address your self-worth. So pay attention. We still have some Scorpio death and rebirth energy to work with, folks. So make sure you use it. On the day of the eclipse, Mars, the planet of passion and aggression, will be in Scorpio. Uranus, the planet of awakening and rebellion, will be in Taurus. And Saturn, the planet of restriction, will be in Aquarius. And these three planets will form what astrologers call a T-square. And a T-square happens when three planets square one another and create, well, a buttload of tension. Or alternatively, it could be potentially activating and pushing you forward, but there's a lot of energy surrounding those planets. And yes, this will likely equal more change. Oh my God, so much change. The more you can accept these changes and swift transformations, the easier the transitions will be. Now, this might be a little too much for some of you. So if it's going to go over your head, just let it go over your head. This is some advanced astrology stuff for my astrology buffs. But an astrology lecturer once told me the best way to deal with T-squares is to embrace the energy of the sign that's missing from the square. Okay? So T-squares are made up of the same modalities. So modalities in astrology are fixed, cardinal, or mutable. In this case, the three signs present are all fixed signs, and the missing fixed sign is the fixed sign of Leo. Okay, so if this has gone over your head, let it go. If you're still with me, let's carry on. So to best deal with this particular T-square, according to this astrology lecturer of mine, the best thing you can do is adopt Leo qualities and perspectives. So confidence, optimism, playfulness, creativity, and a can-do attitude. You might find you can best work through this eclipse by pouring your energy into a self-expressive project, or prioritizing play, or lazing about like a lion. Leo qualities. Think Leo, Leo, Leo. It's worth a shot, right? Okay, let's have a look at some of the ways that we can work with this Taurus full moon. Treat yourself. Any excuse, right? Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus. We covered that, and it favors beauty and luxury. Perhaps a luxurious treatment is in your future. But also, be mindful of money. Taurus is sensible and craves security, especially when it comes to finances. So this might be a good time to take a look at your budget. Or if you don't have one, perhaps sit down this weekend and write one. I know, so boring, but worth it and very, very good to do under a Taurus full moon. Warming, soothing liquids and using your voice. Take this metaphorically or literally, I don't mind either way, but Taurus rules, you guessed it, the throat. So soothe it with warm tonics, belt out some tunes, speak out or speak up for yourself. Remember, Taurus, ruler of the second house, is all about self-worth. Bring it back to basics. Taurus loves simplicity and a good plan. If things have felt a little overwhelming lately, strip back what you can and perhaps brainstorm a simpler way to do things. And then lastly, honor the deaths in your life. I know it's very Scorpio, but we are still in Scorpio season. And this, my friends, is a full moon. So bring back to mind the Scorpio death and rebirth cycle. And as we shift into the waning phases of the moon, which happens as we enter into the fullness, the moon is going to slowly decay and transform into the new moon. Yeah. So honor this cycle as you let everything that doesn't serve you decay as well. You could honor this really beautifully with, of course, a full moon ritual. If you need a little assistance with a full moon ritual, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. All Lunar Lover members get access to a full moon circle, a full moon yin class, full moon journal prompts, a library of gorgeous guided meditations, and a bunch of other moon goodies. To become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Now, you might be wondering why we didn't cover Sagittarius season in this episode. Well, it officially kicks off on November 22nd, so I thought I might bring you an episode next week. And we will cover Sagittarius season specifically in that episode, so stay tuned. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.